And we're going to do page 8. If everybody would stand to your feet, and let's talk about something serious to our heart, right?
Glad you're at church on a very, very, very rainy Sunday. Look over at your neighbor and say, I'm glad I'm at church. Thank God. I'm telling you, I'm surprised. I'm so good to see you. Thank the Lord for the good number here. Very, very, very tough weather conditions this morning. But I wouldn't be in the finest hospital in the world comparing to right here, would you? The best jail in the state couldn't entertain me for being at church. I'm glad you're here. Most of all, I appreciate the Lord being here, don't you? We're looking to him for his help and grace. Who came hungry this morning? I need him this morning. I need a touch from the Lord, and I hope you did as well. You can be seated. Thank you again so much for being here in this bleak weather. But thank the Lord that his grace is sufficient. Traveling mercies here back and forth. Excited about this service. Praying the Lord would help us. So much to pray for. Thank the Lord again for his grace. Looking forward to hearing from him. It's a good number we got up here in the choir, ain't it? I'm telling you, men. Let's toe the line. Let's sing a little bit, all right? You're farly outnumbered, all right? So let's sing. It looks like some of the men out in the church need to get their heart right with God, don't they? Get up here in the choir. We're outnumbered, amen? Well, it's wonderful to be here. Thank the Lord. Asking God for his help and grace in the service. You be obedient to the Lord. I say it often, but when Christ performed his first miracle at the marriage of Cana, those servants were gathered around. Mary looked at him and said, whatever he says to you, do it. So whatever the Lord says to you this morning, do it. However he speaks to your heart, respond to him in kind. If you feel like you need to pray at any time during this service, you hit this altar and pray. Ain't nobody going to bother you. Ain't nobody going to tap on your shoulder and say, hey, you need to stand up. No. One time, now look, your pastor spent 3 weeks in seminary one time. You can laugh. That's okay. that's what I spent and came back home and found out that we'll get under some good men of God. But went out one time, and I went down to pray at the place that I was at. And when I went down to pray and I came back to my seat, the fellow beside me said, "Man, you wasn't supposed to go out down and pray at that time." I said, "Well, man, I felt like right now, as soon as the Lord dealt with me, was as any good as any time as other." Yeah. So at Murrayville Baptist Church, if you need to call on the Lord, you do that whenever you need to. Amen. Testify, speak to the Lord, fellowship. If you need to gather around and hug somebody, that'll be all right. We'll just follow the Lord. Thank God. I'm glad I'm saved, aren't you? I'm glad there's liberty to worship the Lord in His church. And I appreciate the grace of God in that. You just be obedient to Him. That is worship. Obedience to the Lord. And you follow His call on your life. Amen. Well, bless the Lord. Brother Leo, won't you stand up and pray for us this morning? As soon as Brother Leo prays, choir's going to sing. Amen. Go ahead, brother.
I remember the day.
enjoyed competition. I've really enjoyed being competitive. And I do not play to lose. If I'm going to put the effort to play, I want to win. I want to be on the winning side. And it really doesn't matter where I'm at in my life. Young, old, in the middle. It doesn't matter whether I'm feeling great or feeling bad. I can depend on what they're singing about right now. There's things that I want to live for right now. I'd like to see my grandkids get older. There's things that I'd like to see, but I know at the end of my life, whenever the Lord calls that, I'm on the winning side. It's going to happen, and I'm going to heaven. I have won the race. It was because of him that I won it, but it sure is nice to know that when it's over, I've won. And it ought to be great for everybody. I mean, that my competitiveness makes me want to win. I've won here. Jesus Christ made the game. He won it for me, and now he let me be a part of the team, right? I am so happy that at the end of my life, I'm on the winning side. I've won. Amen. Let's sing that.
Ukraine and Russia fighting. Iran's firing over on our friends in Israel right now. Proxies are being lit up everywhere. They hitting them back pretty good, though, I got to tell you. But now there's a lot of issues. Everybody wonder, well, who's going to win if they do this or if that army does this? Who's going to win? I can't speak for much on this side, but I promise you this morning, I know who's won on this side. If you're saved, you're not on the losing side. They may be making fun of us. In Washington, they may be passing laws that spite in the name of the face of God. They may be going along about their way. They may be down in every single thing about evangelical Christians and calling us extremists. And they may be putting us down every day. But brother, we're on the winning side. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. We're part of that little blood-bought band of believers. Try to say that four times fast. Thank God I'm glad I'm part of that group, of the remnant of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not the majority, church, and Jesus never said we would be. But I promise you, when he splits that eastern sky, you'll be glad that you're on his side. Thank God. When he comes back again and he makes everything right, I'm talking about, buddy, cleans house. Thank God, you'll be glad you're on the winning side. I could go on right here for a minute. Let me just say, when all the baby killing is over with, when all the laws that curl their fists in the name of God, everything that's right is called wrong, and everything that's wrong is called right, when all that is said and done, and he has absolutely wiped it all out and vindicated himself and judged from his throne, you'll be glad that you're on the winning side. I'm glad I'm saved this morning, aren't you? They ain't no other part. They ain't no. Listen, you can't get this at a club. You can't get this down at the bar. You can't get this at the Rotary. You can't get this at the Lions. You can't get this on the drama team at school. Listen to me this morning, church. I'm glad I'm on the winning side in the Lord Jesus Christ today. Glad I'm saved. Amen. Be glad you're born again on a rainy day. Say amen. Choir's coming down. Turn around in fellowship. Let's look at the Lord.
This song right here. I've never been sorrowful. Ever since Jesus came, all that I have been singing every day. Praise the Lord, blessed holy name. Through the dark shadows, He is with me. Never been sorry. Yes, amen.
Got regrets in here this morning, some things you've been sorry about in your past before. Can I get a witness? I wouldn't be every single one of us that couldn't raise their hand, but one thing I've never been sorry about this morning is that day that the Lord called my name and I responded to Him in faith. Amen. He saved my soul. Nothing to be sorry for, nothing to apologize, brother. Thank God for His grace. Amen. Brother Warren, come on up. I want to give you an opportunity to worship the Lord through giving. You can be seated. Again, thank you so much for being in the house of God. It's still raining out there, so we ain't in no hurry this morning. Let's just settle in for the next 3 or 4 hours, okay? Amen. Look to the Lord by His grace and ask Him to help us in this worship hour. Brother Warren, pray. Brother.
Amen. Amen. Let's all bow our heads. Let's pray. Father, we sure do thank You. Thank You for another time. Father, thank You for another opportunity to be at Your house this morning, Father. Just so unworthy, Lord, to even mention Your name, but Father, we sure are thankful and love You for giving us that opportunity. You've just been so good to all of us, Father. You know, we sure are needy people down here, and we're always calling on You, but You know You're always faithful. Sure do love You. Now, Father, we want to pray for this service, Lord, that You'd be in the midst. Lord, You'd be with Brother Jay, Lord, as he brings a message. Lord, You anoint him afresh and let him bring back to remembrance of what he studied. Father, let us put the world to the side and focus on You for just a few moments this morning. Father, we pray for this offering. Lord, that You bless it. Use it further Your cause. We love You. Thank You for loving us. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you. course for his own griefs, but yes. Sweat drops of blood for mine. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall
gratefully loves you this morning. He doesn't love you because of how much you love him. He loves you this morning because he loves you. And that's the greatest mystery that there is in the universe. There's a lot of mysteries in this world. What did you say? There's a lot. Ain't there some things just make you just scratch your head? A lot of mysteries. A lot of things like that. But the greatest mystery that amazes me. Matter of fact, I'm reminded right now of a preacher by the name of Watchman Nee. He wrote some great books, The Normal Christian Life, just an incredible book. But he was a Chinese preacher, grew up in China, saved in China. His ministry was in China. And he was imprisoned in China for preaching the gospel. They tried to burn all of his books and burn everything that they had so that none of his words lived beyond his life. And they told him, part of his torture was telling him that nothing he ever wrote would ever extend beyond the years and days of his life. And when he died, they found a little note put into the bricks, the walls, the concrete of the prison. It's the only thing that he had written down. Fortunately, thank God that his books were preserved by some of his friends that knew him and loved him. But on that little note was the last thing he thought he would ever write. It said, Jesus Christ came to earth and died for my sins and rose again the third day, and he loves me. This is the greatest mystery in the universe. It's a great mystery, isn't it? And he loves us this morning. He loves you if you're in here and you're breathing today. He loves you. I don't know what you're going through and what you're facing, what the issue is that's on your heart this morning. There's no telling. There's no telling in a crowd like this all that's going on in every life. And I'm glad I can testify the Father's love for you and I. It's an amazing thing. Thank you, Lord.
His wounds. supplies my thirsty soul. He satisfies.
Yes.
He's the Lord of all. He's all I need. He comforts me
when I'm weary.
Grace this morning. Glad I can still trust him, don't you? He's trustworthy. You generally don't trust people that aren't trustworthy. Some of y'all, like me, you've been burned by some, and that bridge of trust just kind of gets burned. That's just kind of how it goes, isn't it? But buddy, I can trust him. Why is that? Because he's trustworthy. Not one time has he ever burnt my trust. Not one single time. Oh, I've not been faithful to him. But he's been faithful to me. He can't deny himself this morning. I'm glad he lives inside of me. Glad I'm saved this morning. You can trust him.
Suffered and hanged, and it looked like the wicked would go free. And in my frustration, that just didn't seem right to me. I asked you for sunshine, you sent the rain. And I only got pain, but I know your love will see me through. Lord, I still trust you. I still trust you. to your name. I trust you because you've been so faithful to me. And you said,
amen.
It's been so good to me and filled my heart.
Thank God.
Just so good.
Hallelujah. Amen. Bless him. Amen. It's amazing coming to the end. Feel the need to testify this morning. You go right ahead. God bless you, Sister Sue. Yes, ma'am, Sister Jane. Amen, sister. Thank you. Hallelujah. Nothing like being saved this morning. I make it to December, then make it through December, I will have been saved 24 years. I don't remember nothing about my first birth. Brother Clay, when I was born as a baby, I don't remember that. I've been told about it. Mama told me it was a snowy January. My gran was trying to get to the hospital. She didn't make it because of the snow. Dad was there. Sister Angie Millsaps was there. My dad and mom's pastor's wife. They were best friends, and they had no children. And they just loved my sister. Who'd been born, I treat her like they was her. She was their own, and consequently me when I was born. But I've heard from Miss Angie about the day that I was born. Every year she texts me on January 12th and says, "Happy birthday, Jay." Sister Angie Mills. But I don't remember a thing about it. But it happened. But I'll tell you one birth I can tell you about. I don't remember my first one, but my second one. Oh, Aren't you glad that you've been born again? You may not remember your first birth. Jesus said, "Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again." Nicodemus said, "How can these things be? How can a man be born when he's old?" He said, "Marvel not." He said, "The wind bloweth where it listeth. Thou canst not tell whether it cometh or whether it goeth, or the sound that by the sound that it make." Oh, but buddy, you can tell where the wind's been. I can't explain to you why he come to me, when he come to me, how he come to me, for what reason he come to me, but I know the wind of God, the Holy Spirit, came and drew me to himself and worked inside of me and showed me my need of him. And he saved me, Brother Tommy. Saved. I'm saved. We've been sitting around this morning singing about trusting the Lord. Because why? Because he saved us. There's grace in our heart, knowing that at the end of the day, it's going to be all right. Why? Because he saved us. There's a patience and a groaning inside of us, knowing that there's a home on the other side. Why? Because he saved us. I don't fear about what the politicians are going to do tomorrow. Why? Because he saved me. I don't stand in concern about what the economy's going to do tomorrow. Oh, yes, I worry like you worry. I need to provide. I'm a father. I'm a husband. I need to provide for my wife. I need to provide for my children. But praise God, he said, "Take no thought for tomorrow, but seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added to you." I'm telling you, as a child of God, I'm glad to say I trust the Lord. Why? Because he saved me. Hallelujah. There may be a new pain. It seems like they're getting more and more every single day as I get older. There may be a new pain that starts in me, and I don't understand it. I'll give you this. It's part of my message. I'm probably going to preach it tonight. So if you wanted to hear what was going to be said this morning, you come back tonight. There's two groups that was in Athens. The first group was the Epicureans. Now, the Epicureans believed and taught and emphasized that the absolute pursuit in life was complete pleasure, and that a successful life was one that was avoided as much as possible any kind of discomfort. That's what the Epicureans taught. That's what the Epicureans believed. And Epicurus, the man who started this philosophy, you know how he died? Now, isn't this just odd? He died with kidney stones. Had lived his whole life, Brother Ron, trying to avoid pain, trying to avoid sickness, trying to avoid any kind of discomfort whatsoever. Died of kidney stones. How many of you in here ever had kidney stones? Raise your hands. There's enough of y'all in here to testify that it's the worst pain that you can possibly feel. Some of you mothers that's delivered babies may disagree a little bit with that. But there may be a new pain that starts in my body tonight, today. And that pain may continue for a week. And that pain may go on for a month. And I may get a little worried about it, Brother Billy, and try to get in a doctor somewhere and say, "Fix me. Tell me what's wrong." And he may look at me and say, "Jay, we've done the scans. We've monitored the issue. We figured out what it is, and we can't help you." And by 6 months' time from today, Brother Leo, I may be in such a bad shape in a hospital room. 3 months' time, 2 months' time, a month from now, I may be in such a bad shape that I don't know what to do, where to go, what to look. But beloved, I'll probably weep, and you'll probably come and weep with me. But thanks be unto God, there's a hope for another land on the other side. And I have that hope. Why? Because he saved me. Hallelujah. may lose everything I have before the end of this week. It just started this morning on the first day of the week. But beloved, it'll be all right. Why? Because He saved me. May be discouraged tomorrow. May have a family issue going on. May have a need that may not be exactly provided right now. That's all right. He saved me. It's amazing. How did that happen, Brother Jay? All I know is I was a sinner. And Jesus Christ died for sinners. And God made it plain to me that I was a sinner, Brother Marty, and that I needed a Savior. And He laid hold on me and saved my soul. And if you're saved, that's your testimony this morning. Some of us, all of our experiences are different, but you was lost and now you found. You was blind, but now you see. And now your song is Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Glory to His name. I'm saved. How'd you do that, Brother Jay? I didn't do that. He saved me. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Father. You say, Brother Jay, is this your message? It'll be all right. It'll be okay. We're just following the Lord just right here for a minute. Yes, sir, brother. Amen, brother. Yes, sir. Amen, brother. Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Bless you, brother. Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir. Say, Brother Jay, you worried about what's going on this morning? Not one single bit. Right on time. Thank the Lord. He saved me. Hallelujah. Anybody else this morning? Amen, Brother Marty.
Thank you.
bless you, sister. Yeah, praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am, sister. We will pray. You want to know what's happening this morning? There's a few that stood up, and we say they've testified, and then we just kind of go on, and we don't put no more thought to it than that. You know what a testimony is? In a legal case, there's a judge, prosecutors, defendants, got all their legal teams on both sides. There's an accusation against the defendant about something that has happened to the defendant. You know who they call in to prove the case that they're trying to make? They call in witnesses. You know what the witnesses do? They testify. And you know what we're doing this morning? We're testifying that He has done something inside of me and inside of you. Now let me ask you something this morning. Do you have a testimony? Can you testify that God, through the person of Jesus Christ, Holy Ghost, has done something inside of you? Can you testify that this morning? Yeah. Amen, sister. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Bless you, sister. Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Amen. No. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless you, Sister Banks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That's right. That's exactly right. Amen. Yes, ma'am. That's right. Hallelujah. Bless you, sister. Bless you, sister. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, sister. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am, sister. Thank God. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Absolutely, it does. Yes, ma'am. Sure. Thank God. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen, sister. Amen. I say glory to His name. You know what everybody's been saying this morning? He saved me. He saved me. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, ma'am, Sister Peggy. Thank God, sister. Have a testimony. Have a testimony. Can you testify? Could you stand up today on stand and testify Jesus saves? Hallelujah. You say, Brother Jay, it's been an odd service right here. Well, I want to tell you something. I've never liked cookie cutters anyhow much. I like a bunch of oddballs, a bunch of rough, blood-bought, blood-stained believers who knows they've been born again. I want to thank God that since the resurrection, that the story has kept on getting told, getting told, getting told, getting told, getting told. And somehow or another, now get this, somehow or another, it made its way to the mountains of all the way from Jerusalem 2,000 plus years ago on the other side of the planet. And somehow or another, Brother Satterfield, it made its way all the way over here through the past 2,000 plus years, somewhere in the mountains, Robbinsville, North Carolina. There was a preacher that preached, and Brother Mickey Stewart heard the message, and he heard the testimony, and he got born again. What happened to him? God saved him. The Lord worked in his life, called him to preach. A few years later, there's a little man sitting on that front row, and his name was Darren Shuler. And he heard the testimony of Mickey Stewart. And Darren Shuler, what happened to him? God saved him. You give it about 35 years after, well, about 15, 20 years after that, whatever. There's a little old boy sitting on the front row in Midway Baptist Church in Robbinsville, North Carolina. And I heard the testimony and the witness that somebody had met Christ. What happened to Jay that night? He saved me. God saved me. You know what's happening this morning? That same testimony is bubbling up. You know what I'm doing? You know what you're doing? We're testifying to one another. Jesus saves. And He saved us. And you're here to bear witness of it. If you're here lost and never been saved this morning, you're here to bear witness of the testimony that Christ made a change. You've heard the gospel. You know He died. You know that you're lost. You know that He died for you. You know that He suffered the wrath of God for you. When you could not get to where He was, He came to you. You know that fellowship was broken in the garden, but Christ Jesus brings us back together through His redemption. And He tells you to come unto Me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you've stumbled your way in here to another service at Murrayville Baptist Church, and you need a Savior. You know what happens to those who goes looking for the Savior? He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Jesus saves. I believe it's time for invitation this morning. I want all the church to pray. If you're here this morning, you have a burden for sinners. Let's pray. I believe God's extended an invitation this morning. Now, I've got to say this before this service gets concluded. If he doesn't save you, now I can't speak as if this message is getting told. I can't testify to whether this message is getting told at the mega churches of Gainesville, Georgia. I can't testify to that. But I won't give an account for what goes on at the mega churches of Gainesville, Georgia. And Brother Vickers, I can't say whether they're saying this in the large capital churches of Atlanta. I can't testify to that. But I can testify to what we say here at Murrayville Baptist Church. If he doesn't save you, you will spend an eternity in the devil's hell in a lake of fire, where their worm dieth not and their fire is not quenched. I don't know if they're preaching that at the big churches in town today, but I promise you, that's what Jesus said. There's a price to pay for sin. There's a price to pay for not knowing God. But beloved, Jesus paid it all. I owed a debt I could not pay. But hallelujah, he paid a debt that he did not owe. You say, Brother Jay, why every Sunday do you keep saying the same thing? Because Jesus saved. Commanded all men everywhere to repent, believe the gospel. He was the supreme sacrifice. He died for your sin. If you'll believe on him, he'll save your soul. Ain't that amazing? It's amazing. Believe on Jesus Christ. Not believe in him. I'm confident that everybody in this room this morning believes in Christ. But I'm talking about believing on him, casting all yourself onto him. Believe on him this morning. It's by grace that's working in your heart right now. How many of us in here this morning can testify that you thank God that somewhere there was a preacher that knew that God was dealing with sinners? There was a church that knew that God was dealing with sinners and was sensitive to that. Listen, I thank God on the day God saved me that it wasn't some kind of manufactured deal that they was trying to produce, but God saved me and the people of God recognized that the Lord was moving in the congregation. Save my soul. Are you saved? Can you testify? Can you bear witness that Jesus Christ saved your soul? We're going to give you an opportunity to respond to God. If you're at church, I want you to pray. God's dealing with sinners this morning. God's dealing with the lost this morning. Let's all stand all around the building. Every head bowed and every eye closed.